Speaker 1.
I'm glad I took the job. If nothing else, it's taught me that I never want to do it again. It was just what I had expected, really, although maybe a bit harder. Packing things into boxes and boxes into crates. It's never going to be fascinating, is it? But actually, it wasn't the actual tasks themselves that got to me, because you can just go into a sort of dream world, do it on automatic while thinking about other nicer things. But the way everyone went for breaks and lunch at exactly the same time every day. The others were okay, you know, I mean, not rude or anything, so I shouldn't moan.
Speaker 2.
It wasn't at all easy, you know, but I thought it would be a breeze. I guess the thing with being on the reception desk in a hotel, even a budget hotel, or maybe especially a budget hotel, is you never really know what's going to happen next. You might find yourself dealing with an incredibly rude guest, tell yourself he's very stressed, or someone who's locked out of their room, or anything. Some days were so busy you couldn't catch your breath, and others dragged by. My manager was great, really positive, but some of the other staff were just, well, dull.
Speaker 3.
When I first finished the job, I thought, I'll never do that again, no way. But now that I've recovered a bit, I think I might well try to do it again next summer. With tips, the money turned out to be quite good, and some of the other waiters were quite funny, so it kept me amused. Every day was pretty similar to the last, and the next, and I found that quite reassuring. It was tiring, being on your feet all the time, and having to smile and be nice and show an interest in everyone, and laugh at some pretty terrible jokes. All that was what took the energy, but yeah, I'd do it again.
Speaker 4.
Well, I was working in this shop. It sold small craft things, you know, models and little pictures and things, mainly to tourists, really. I didn't exactly have a lot of responsibility. If anything interesting happened, like a delivery or a customer spending a lot of money, then I had to get the manager to come and deal with it. She was rather a cold person, actually, though very polite. But it wasn't very good weather and there weren't very many tourists, so most of the time I just sat about, to be honest, or did a bit of gentle tidying of the stuff on sale.
Speaker 5.
I didn't understand what was involved when I got the job. I thought working on a campsite meant helping people put up their tents, stuff like that. But I found I had to do cleaning and also serving in the little shop they had there. There were a couple of other guys working there, but they kept themselves to themselves, and the boss was nowhere to be seen, ever. So problems landed on my plate, and I got shouted at or treated badly by families turning up late and finding we didn't have any spaces, or that their tent had a hole in it or something. But nothing was my fault, so why blame me like that?